You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Jim and Maria Wells. Brought to you by Edward Jones, Crystal Carter, Wintersville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Center, Fit Mix Group Fitness and Personal Training, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest, and Crunch Fitness Valdosta. And now, here's Jim and Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And, Jim, we are here tonight in the studio, and it's a little dark because it's a little dark outside because of the rain, but we're going to have a great show tonight, even though it's a little dark outside.
I believe that.
I tell you what, we just had some great shows lately. I've been so excited, but tonight I'm really especially excited because we're going to have a guest that's going to be here with us just shortly, and I've watched this young man grow up.
Yes, and I've heard you talk about him frequently and how proud you are of him.
I certainly am, and I just love his mother to death. She and I went to school together, and we cheerleaded together at Tiff County High School, and then we had these nice, handsome boys that we raised, and then they went to school together. Zach Dunn's going to be here, and he went to school with Christian, and our oldest son, 31 years old, and so they played football together, they played together, they hunted together, they did a lot of things together, and they're still very, very good friends.
That's right, and you know, we won't hold that against Zach that, you know, he's hanging around with, you know, bad company, you know, anything.
Hey, watch it now, watch it. My son is not bad company, I can assure y'all. We are Facebook Live, so if I, you know, smack him, I'm sorry about that, y'all. But you know, Zach's just doing really, really well. I'll let him tell a little bit more, but you know, he brought us some really nice gifts here. He owns the Mad Hatter Company, and he's going to tell y'all all about that. But, you know, not only that, but Zach has a great testimony, and he's going to share that with us about some things that happened to him, Jim, and his comeback. So I'm really, really happy for him, and I'm just excited about our little hats here that he brought us today. So, but before we bring Zach on, we had an exciting weekend last weekend up in Atlanta, Georgia.
It was, and it was a busy week, and it's been a busy month, really.
Yeah, it has. We've been somewhere just about every weekend. But we were at the Mr. Georgia. Congratulations to Lloyd Herford, who was the promoter of the show, stepped in since Doc Neely has passed away. And Lloyd put on a good show. We met a lot of great people there. And there was a lot of great competitors, Jim.
There were a lot of quality competitors, male and female. And, of course, we had our table set up, our Fit Talk banner was up, and it was nice to hear people from, you know, all over, you know, hey, Fit Talk Radio, I listen to y'all, you know.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I was really shocked because, you know, this one guy came up to our table, and he said, hey, man, there's Fit Talk Radio. I follow you. And I said, well, who are you? And he said, I'm Brock, man. Well, he's Brock, man. And he's got a picture of a piece of broccoli
yeah.
You know, for his little a picture there. And, you know, he was just a fun guy, you know, 64 years old and competing. And, Jim, that was his 95th show that he had competed in.
Right. A lot of the competitors, when you ask them, they'll say, yeah, this is my first show, or this is my third, fourth show. Yeah, 95th competition. Bodybuilding.
He's been doing this for a long, long time, and 64 years old. And he won his class in Atlanta last weekend.
So congratulations, Brockman.
Absolutely, congratulations. And we're going to have Brockman on one day soon. He's just an interesting fella, Jim.
And a nice fella.
Nice fella.
And he also has a very interesting story.
He does have a very interesting story. I just like it because we get to meet so many different people, Jim. And it's just such a blessing, really, because if we didn't have Fit Talk Radio, we would not have met all these people that we have had and heard these great stories from people all over the country.
And we've really made some great connections.
We really have. So thank you, Brockman, for stopping by our table and talking to us, and we're going to look forward to that interview. But, you know, July the 31st is coming up, and, Jim, we have been promoting this big Fit Talk calendar since June the 1st.
Right. Fit Talk calendar.
And it's the fitness calendar, and the deadline is coming up July 31st.
So they've got literally just a few days left if they want to be a part of this.
Right. They have to send in some pictures, and, of course, Dwayne Culpepper is going to be judging him and another photographer judging the pictures. We're going to pick the top 24, and then we're going to go from there and see
and
who makes it.
And narrow it down to the 12 finalists.
Right? Maybe. Maybe have 18 finalists.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We may have two people to a
page. We're going to invent 6 months.
No. But we might have two people on a page. We just don't know how it's going to turn out. But we've already had some submissions from all over the country, from Canada, Texas, of course, Georgia, Florida, Alabama. We're excited about that. I think we've even had one from South Carolina. So, I mean, people get those submissions in. You do have till July 31st. Now, I know some people have called me and said, or emailed me or texted me or messaged me or something and said, hey, I'm sending my picture in. But, you know, they wanted to go get some pictures taken. I said, just have somebody take them with the phone, because part of their prize package is a photography session with Dwayne Culpepper.
Professional photographer, yes. That's part of the prize package,
right,
yes.
DC Photos is going to take your photo professionally for the calendar. So it really doesn't matter. We just need to see your body and your face and send those submissions in. And also July 31st, Crunch Fitness here in Valdosta is having some Olympic Games.
Okay, what do we know about that? Because that sounds interesting.
Yes, their members are going to be doing different things and competing against one another. And they're going to set up kind of like an Olympic-type thing. And it's kind of interesting. They called us and asked us to come and be there. And then coming up soon, next month, they're going to have their grand opening. And, of course, Fit Talk will be there for their grand opening.
Okay, so that'll be their official grand opening.
Right,
coming up. And 31st is the Olympic Games.
That's right.
That sounds like fun.
I think that's going to be fun. Yeah. I really do think. I might put you in those Olympic Games.
Well,
yeah, see what you
got. Like the senior citizen division, you know. So.
From what I saw, a lot of this is cardio related. So I don't think me and you are going to be involved in much of that.
Yeah.
We kind of stay away from that cardio. Of course, you can probably look at us and tell, too. We probably do need to be doing some cardio, Jim. But August the 7th coming up in Fitzgerald, Georgia. Very excited about this. A big powerlifting meet. First one in South Georgia. It's a federation is coming in, and I can't remember the name of the federation, but Rick Pageant is going to be.
It is sanctioned by this federation.
And Rick Pageant is going to be calling in next week to tell us about it. And we're very excited because Fit Talk will be carrying that event August the 7th over at Destiny Fitness in Fitzgerald, Georgia. God's country.
God's country.
As you call it.
Yes.
As you call it. But, Jim, I've also been excited because, you know, I've been in the fitness industry 40-plus years, and I have never endorsed a product.
But you're about to now.
I'm about to now. I mean, I've seen every supplement, every piece of gym equipment, every gimmick that's come along in, you know, 40-plus years, but I've never endorsed one. But
I can tell the listeners the reason she's doing that is she is genuinely excited about this product. She tried it. You know, and actually, we went to a competition.
We went to a
bodybuilding event.
Back in March.
You know, this company had a table set up, and of course, Fit Talk was set up. We were covering the event. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they gave us a free sample, and, you know, Maria just immediately loved it. So do I, for a variety of reasons. And, you know, not only the taste, but, you know, the effect and how it affects you, and also how it does not affect you, which is a big
right.
part of some of these pre-workout products,
that's the
right?
thing with me. You know, I'm so sensitive to things, to certain additives, and I can't take that stuff. I can't even drink a Red Bull, Jim.
There are certain products out there, you know, they'll make you itch or make you kind of burn, or, you know, your face gets flushed,
right.
and, you know, just a lot of negative effects.
Exactly. And this company is called Tennessee Pre, and the company's out of Tennessee, and they make these premium supplements, and this was a pre-workout. It's the Tennessee pre-workout, and it tastes like old-fashioned southern lemonade, for one thing, and with no aftertaste. And I like it because my taste buds are real sensitive to things, and I really enjoyed that. But not only that, but it did not give me heart palpitations. It did not make my face turn red. It did not make me sweat.
But it does give you the energy. It gives you the boost.
A little energy boost. To do whatever.
Helps you get a better workout.
Helps me get a better workout. Helps me fold clothes better. Helps me vacuum better. Don't say anything, Jim, about any of that, please. It makes me clean the room better. I'll take some when you order me some more.
Yeah. I'm going to start slipping it into your food more often at the house. You know.
I knew he was going to be a smart bud and say that. I call him a jackrabbit instead of something else. So anyway, but it's called Tennessee Pre. Now, if you're looking for a good pre-workout and you don't like having the jitters, you know, I'm going to recommend this. I'm going to stick my neck out and do something that I haven't never done in 40-plus years. And I'm going to tell you, all you got to do is go to their website and put in Fit Talk, and you'll get a 15% discount, and you'll get free shipping if you order anything from them. And they have a whole line of products, and I'm going to try all of them eventually, but I am just really sold on the Tennessee pre-workout called Tennessee Pre.
I enjoy it as well.
I really did like that product a lot. And I started using it in March, and I waited until this is end of July.
Right.
I didn't just jump on the bandwagon with them, but I really like it. And that's probably a product that I will use from now on forever because I'm just so sold on it. So, well, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back. We're going to stop our Facebook Live. And we'll be right back after these commercial breaks. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fit Talk Radio is hosting a fitness model calendar search contest June 1st and July 31st. Each winner will be featured in one of the calendar months of the 2022 Fit Talk Radio calendar. They'll also be featured in the first edition of Fit Talk Magazine and receive a professional photo shoot by DC Photos' Dwayne Culpepper, along with a t-shirt and swag bag. Application rules and payment can be found at FitTalkFitnessModelCalendarSearch.com. The winners will be announced live on air August 5th. It's Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscapes and work towards achieving your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021, and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife, Melissa, for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria Wells on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Okay, here we are, and I hope we're Facebook Live. I think we are, so welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we welcome Zach Dunn into the Fit Talk studio. Hey, Zach, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing great tonight.
Well, we are. I'm just excited to have you because I've known you for so long, Zach, since you were just a little bitty thing. And I love your mother. I love your family. And we are just so happy that you're here with us and that you are going to tell us your story. But more than that, and you're just doing so well, these great hats. Tell me just a few minutes about what you're doing with these great hats and your Mad Hatter company, because I'm very interested in that.
Well, thank you, thank you. Me and my best friend, his name's Jason Rabatel, we started the Mad Hatter Co. about a year ago, a little over a year now. We've just grown. It's a custom cap company where you can purchase a vintage patch from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and then you pick your cap, and then we sew it on and deliver it to you. It's unique in the way that some of these patches, there's only one of them. There might be two of them. There might be three of them. But you have a hat that no one else has. And since we started the company, we expanded to our own line called the Mad Hatter Co., basically the signature line. And that's taken off for us. And it's just an outdoorsy brand, a workout brand, a hunting brand. It's a local American brand.
Well, I really like these hats. We're excited about them. And he Zach has brought us three different ones, so it'll be two for me and one for Jim.
I got you. All right.
No, I'm sure one of our sons is going to want one of these hats or two of them. I'll probably have to hide them.
They'll be fighting over them.
But, Zach, you've been doing this just over a year, and how great that y'all are doing. It's exciting. Who would have guessed that hats would just take off like this?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of it has to do with God, I think, and what he's doing for us. I've started businesses before. I farmed for a little while, and I know how hard people work to make it. And I can only point towards him with that, with him just letting it take off like it has.
Well, Jim and I understand that for sure because, so many things have happened since we've been married. Most married couples wouldn't have even made it. But, when God's on your side, man, You can do anything.
Yeah, nothing can stop it.
That's right, that's right. Well, Zach, I've known you for a long time, but, everything hadn't always been,
roses.
A bed of roses for you, has it?
No, I've had some hard days.
Well, tell us just a little bit about your story. And, you're 31 years old
now? Yeah, I'm 31 now.
31, same age as Christian. And he's single, ladies, by the way. Very good-looking young man.
Look over here so they can see your face. There he is.
He's kind of hiding over there. It's kind of a small space in here today.
I'm a little nervous.
No reason to be nervous. They can't throw tomatoes at us. That's what I always tell them. But tell us a little bit about your story. What happened to you, Zach? How far down you went, and then your comeback. Because you're certainly looking great. You're at the gym. You're doing great. So tell us a little bit about your story.
All right. I'll try to it's a lot to tell in the time, but I'm going to go for it. I basically born and raised in South Georgia. I come from a good family on both sides. I grew up playing just about every sport you could play. I played football, wrestled, we played soccer, all different kinds of things. And I found myself in high school and even middle school wanting to drink and, I don't know. It's like I was drawn towards, they say in the Bible, we'll come to a day where good is seen as bad and bad is seen as good. And I think I really fell into that lifestyle. And it expanded as I grew into college. And I'm going to jump through a lot of different things. But, I had DUIs in high school. And I remember I got arrested at homecoming.
I don't remember that. But
it did happen.
Probably a good thing I don't remember
that. I was showing my tail, and I was just a wild child. Nobody's fault but my own, and I own that today. I went to college. I was always that kid that could give minimal effort but pass and do what I had to do.
Sure.
And I kind of lived my life that way until I couldn't anymore. I'm a recovering addict. Addict, I guess, across the board, if you would say. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
But I think a lot of it started in college. I got on Adderall for school. And I began abusing Adderall, just, you know, my addictive nature. I just would use it, but then I couldn't sleep. So then I would take Xanax or like a depressant or opiate to numb me down, let me go to sleep. Well, the thing with that is after you do it for 30 days or 60 days or 90 days, your body becomes addicted. And then one day when you're like, I don't want to do this no more, it's not as easy as I don't want to do this no more.
Right.
And that kind of got worse and worse. And I actually was in school here in Valdosta, and I moved back home. I wanted to run away from it all. I was like, you know, if I can get home, I can get back on my feet, you know. But the problem was in me the whole time. It was something that I had to work through, if that makes sense. So I went home, and my family are farmers. I started a farm with my dad. You know, I straightened up for about a year there in my early 20s. I think I was around 22. And we started growing tobacco together. You know, I had a significant amount of a loan in my name. And I had this underlining problem that no one knew about yet. But then when you get a substantial amount of money and you're in control of that money and you're a kid, you tend to abuse that. My problem escalated very quickly. And just to get to the gist of it, by the time it was all said and done, I had died three times. I had woken up in ambulances. I had hurt everybody that loved me. And there's a lot of people that they're not here anymore to see what I'm doing now, but I wish they could see it, because you know, God has just prevailed through it all. I go to rehab once for 3 months. I was court mandated. I had gotten into some trouble. My family basically had put their foot down, and it was time for it to stop. You know, because it's like the South Georgia pride thing. You know, he can beat it. He's stronger than this. But, you know, sometimes you need help.
Absolutely.
And I needed help at that time. Me being me, I go for 3 months, and, you know, I know how to fix the problem. I know what I'm doing. You guys don't know what you're doing. I got out, and I think that week I wound up on WLB. I OD'd, and then I OD'd again. I died twice in a week.
Oh, my word. Zach.
Yeah, and...
amazing.
I went straight back. I did 6 months, but I didn't change. I didn't surrender, if that makes sense.
What made you finally surrender, Zach?
On the, all right, so this end of the second time, you know, I was gone another 6 months. So I'm out within 6 months. Within 7 days, I relapse. So it's just like I can't control it. It's bigger than me. And at one point, I remember sitting in my living room, and I was looking at the door. And it was like a moment of clarity, if you will. And it was like, I either walk out this door, and I'm going to go to prison, or I'm going to die. Or my dad was right beside me, and I said, I need help. And it was the first time I had said, I need help. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't my family pressuring me. It wasn't anything else. And that time, I went off, and I stayed 8 months. I think I stayed altogether, it was a year and 8 months of rehabilitation. But I will say I had burnt everything up. I think I was over $100,000 in debt. I was I just ruined everything. And, you know, and I went to the Bridges of Hope. It's a great facility. I went to Louisville. And in that moment, I said, you know, you guys tell me what to do. I'm going to change. And that was the moment I surrendered to God, and that was the moment he changed my life. From there, it has been a crazy journey of him just leading me and giving me better things than I deserve. So when I got out, when I first got in rehab, a guy said, you know, you'll get sober when you're willing to, you know, go work, not knock at McDonald's, but go work at McDonald's. Like, your ego's gone. Like,
right.
I'll do whatever I got to do to make this happen.
Right.
And so when I stepped out, I was at the Y, because fitness was a big part of my mind, body, spirit. You know, I'm taking care of my body. And I couldn't afford to go to the Y. So the lady was nice enough to give me a discount at the Y in Tifton, and I asked for a job because I was going to go back to school. I was going to finish school. I had all these plans that I was going to do, you know, just one day at a time, we're going to make this happen. And I went to our tent. I can't talk. I went to hand in my application at the Y, and that day I drove up by Griffin CDJR, and I pulled into a buddy that had already turned me down for a job before, and I said, hey, man, I need a $2,000 car. You know, I'm down. I'm driving my dad's truck. Things are bad. And he looked at me, and his name's Hunt McKellar, and he said,
I know Hunt well.
He said, I'll do you one better. I'll give you a job. And so I was willing to go clean the weights at the Y, but God gave me that job. From that job, I was then the salesman of the year for the next 3 years. I think I sold 130 cars my first year, 220 my second, 250 my third. And it allowed me, I mean, Mr. Danny Griffin allowed me to go back to college. And so I graduated from ABAC within that time span. So, you know, I'm selling 200 cars a year. And I don't know how I'm from the country, man. I don't know how to sell cars, but God.
Apparently you do.
Apparently you do know how to sell cars. Just like Christian learned how to sell a forklift, you learned how to sell cars.
Yep. But you know, and he's just been in my life through the whole process, just kind of opening doors I truly don't deserve. I'm very thankful, but just like, you know, when I graduated ABAC, which I did in 2020 or December. When I graduated, I was promoted to the sales manager of the store I'm at. So now I'm one of the sales managers there. God put Chase in my life with the Mad Hatter, which is extreme. I mean, it's crazy what it's doing right now. But he put him in my – I mean, I like I said, I was $100,000 in debt 5 years ago, and now I don't owe anybody a dime. You know, like, I thought I had lost everything, but God had more for me than I could imagine.
Absolutely.
Well, it's interesting that a big step in you getting to where you are now was basically admitting, I can't do this on my own. My way is not working.
Oh, yeah, that was key to realize that the man in the mirror is the problem. And a lot of times we live in a society of it's your fault, it's their fault, it's everybody else's fault. But sometimes if we take time to look in the mirror, a lot of it comes from us, expectations, the way the world should be, the way everything should be. But, you know, I don't know. I feel like my only competition today is the man in the mirror, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, it does make sense. Zach, I know this takes a lot for you to come here. I mean, you're a local boy. People in Tifton know you, Valdosta know you, Moultrie know you, Albany. I mean, in South Georgia, your family, where you come from, the Duns, the Spinkses. At school, you were, you know, in high school, you know, you were a big athlete. To come here today and just share your story is incredible. I mean, my heart is just so full because it takes a lot to admit that we were wrong and that you know, that we did things that we're not proud of, but to move forward. And Jim and I, maybe we haven't been addicts, but we've had our problems and our issues, and, you know, but God forgives. And the Bible says we go and we sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you did, you know. And so I'm very grateful to you. I'm sure that it was very, very hard. I'm sure that it's been a long journey. I'm sure that the journey and what you've been through emotionally and mentally and physically. But, you know, what really got me, of course, Jim and I are fitness people. You know, I saw you in the gym the other day, and you looked healthy. You looked happy. You looked, you were just such a handsome young man anyway, and I thought, man, he is just looking so good these days. I mean, and you really are, Zach. You're looking really good. And I told Jim didn't recognize you, you know, and I said, you know, that's Christian's good friend, you know. And, you know, I knew that you had been through some things, but I didn't really know exactly what, you know, what all you had gone through. And, you know, I thought, I'm going to have Zach on the show here because I think he's got something to say, and the Lord has put that in my spirit. And here you are today. And I think, you know, what a great testimony.
And I'll tell you this, Zach, something you've probably already figured out. But, you know, everybody has done something. You know, you have either that one event that you're embarrassed about, or
it might be what we call a season. You know, there's mm-hmm. that one sin, or some people go through a season of sin. And you, like a lot of people, it's in your youth, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know when I was, you know, a teenager, you know, and I did some things that, you know, probably drove my parents crazy. And, you know, that season, you go through that season. And if your parents are lucky, you know, it lasts 2 or 3 years. For some of us, you know, it starts as a teenager and you grow out of it when you're about 40-something, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's different.
How about 59?
But regardless, here's the thing, though, Zach. You know, you get to a point, you know, once you turn it around, and you say, I'm not going to let that season, that one season, define me.
No. You certainly haven't let that season in your life define you. You know, you've used it as a stepping stone to move forward, and there's no telling how many people are listening to this today that you can give hope to just by sharing this on Fit Talk Radio with us today. And, you know, so thank you for doing that.
Yeah. I was happy to. I was very nervous, but I don't know. There's a lot to everyone's story. We all have our stories.
Sure.
But, you know, whether this makes sense or not, but where I'm at today and what I've learned in my relationship with God and whatnot, I wouldn't trade my past for anything because I'm who I am today, if that makes sense. Now,
sure.
I regret hurting people and I regret the things I did, but the man I am today, I don't know. I'm just thankful. You know what I mean? So I'm not ashamed of it.
Well, sure.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying people are out there struggling. And at the end of the day, if we can just find our strength in the Lord and do the action, that's the problem. And I think it took action on my part because I could talk it for so long of
right.
how I was going to change.
Right.
But I never walked it. But
right.
it was the day I decided to walk was the day my life changed, if that makes sense.
Well, I mean,
it
makes perfect sense. A lot of people, you know, want to talk the talk, but they don't want to walk the walk.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, I was like that. Not necessarily so much in my youth, actually, but, you know, as I got older, I thought I knew it all.
Yeah.
And I could do it all. And, you know, and come to find out, I couldn't. And that, you know, there were things in my life that I haven't been proud of. But like you said, the Bible says, go and sin no more. And so that's what you do. And you change. And then you lift up other people that are like you, that were like you, and help them to become better. And I think that's what you're doing, Zach. And your whole countenance just shows it, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And, you know, to be fit and to be, and what Fit Talk is all about is not just the physical person, but we need to be fit spiritually
exactly.
and mentally too.
It's
and that's what
balanced.
We preach. And that's what this show is all about, really. I think a lot of times people think, Jim, that it's just about, because we talk so much about the physical part of people, that it's just about that, but it's not.
It's all of it. Not just physical, mental, spiritual, emotional health, all of it.
Absolutely. And we've had so many good stories lately. And Zach, what would you tell somebody that was struggling, that was trying to get back on their feet right now, that was maybe like you several years ago? What would you say to them?
I would say that your life isn't over, that God can blow your mind in a year, in 2 years. He can go even further in 3 years. I mean, your life's not over, and all you need to do is get the proper help and take the proper actions. I think at 25, I cried, and I thought I'd ruined my life. But I look up today, and I'm like, no, this thing's just getting started, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not over. Even if you're 50, it's not over, you know?
Even if you're 62,
yeah,
it's not over, Zach.
Yeah, well, any age, you know?
It's That's never, right.
Zach,
never
we had over. We had a call-in guest a week or two ago, and he was telling us how on December 22nd, 2013, he was just at the end of his rope. He put a gun in his mouth.
Yeah.
Pulled the trigger, and the gun misfired. And so because that gun misfired, he's still with us today, and he's also turned it around. And we just love hearing these stories of triumph.
Amen.
Absolutely. From tragedy to triumph. And, well, Zach, thank you so much. We're going to be back. You're not going anywhere, because we're going to be talking about something about sugar. And if you were drinking a lot, alcohol and that sugar can wreak havoc with your body.
Oh, yeah, definitely hurt my kidneys.
Yeah, it can do a lot of stuff. So we're going to be back talking about the sugar debate, the great sugar debate, and what do you call that band? The Archies. They're not weren't a real band, but they wrote a little song about that. And Jim and I are going to do a little
sugar.
We're going to sing a little song here for you in just a minute, right after this, on 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Fit Talk Radio is hosting a fitness model calendar search contest, June 1st and July 31st. Each winner will be featured in one of the calendar months of the 2022 Fit Talk Radio calendar. They'll also be featured in the first edition of Fit Talk Magazine and receive a professional photo shoot by DC Photos' Dwayne Culpepper, along with a t-shirt and swag bag. Application rules and payment can be found at FitTalkFitnessModelCalendarSearch.com. The winners will be announced live on air August 5th. It's Fit Talk Radio's Fitness Model Calendar Search Contest.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife, Melissa, and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
Don't let concerns about today's events derail your long-term financial strategy. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Crystal Carter, and I am here to help. We can work together to understand today's financial landscapes and work towards achieving your goals. While you can't control market volatility, you can control your financial future. Let's connect.
Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Sean Eikenberry. And my wife, Melissa, and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer.
Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic is dedicated to offering their patients individualized therapy in order to achieve optimal health and well-being. Conditions such as menopause, perimenopause, andropause, or a general hormone imbalance can negatively affect day-to-day living. Their goal is not only to help you feel better, but also to help you maintain therapeutic levels in order to continue living a healthy lifestyle. Call them today at 229-469-6137 or stop by 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, there for you.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. It's 2021 and it's time to get in shape. We offer boot camps, Pilates, yoga, cardio boxing, strength training, Spartan training, and more. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife, Melissa, for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria Wells on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. I'm Maria Wells.
And I'm Jim.
And we are here with Zach Dunn. Zach, what a great testimony and the story of your journey. And how, we are just so proud of you again for all that you've accomplished and what, you, what you're making out of your life. And I
Thank
know
you.
Griffin and them up there in Tifton, Georgia that sell those cars, they're proud of you too, I'm sure.
we're moving a little metal up there. And we just expanded here to Cass. Or, well, we bought Cass. So that was another.
Casper,
in Valdosta, yes, ma'am.
Well, congratulations. That's something new.
Yep. Hunt's leading that up, too. So he's got a lot of big things going on, and Mr. Griffin does.
Expanding. Wow.
Yep.
Congratulations. Well, congratulations to that, Jim. You bought a truck once from there.
I sure did.
So, and I know Christian talks to you about cars all the time, Zach.
Yeah, he does.
Talking about, well, you know, our subject today is sugar, Jim.
Right. And, you know, you hear a lot of bad things about sugar, and
you do.
You know, we have researched it a little bit, and we were trying to figure out, you know, is there a debate? Is there any good effect of sugar? Well, and we found out it actually does give you a little energy.
Well, you know, it's, you know, back in the day when there were hunter-gatherers, you know, they found out that eating vegetables and some fruits and stuff gave them energy. You know, it gave them, that's the, sugar is the purest form of energy. It wasn't, of course, refined sugar, but, you know, it's a primal thing, you know, for us.
They would get it with their fruits or the sugar cane.
It is in our DNA to, we're wired to want sugar, and it fuels our body. So, you know, part of our DNA, that's why we want the sugar, but not the white sugar. You know, we need to get it from our foods that we eat, you know.
Yeah, and part of the problem is, you know, way back when they were hunter-gatherers and they were consuming this sugar, well, they were on the move.
Right.
They were constantly on the move, but now we're not on the move as much. You know, we sit at our desks and we sit here and we sit there and we don't move as much, but we're still taking that sugar in.
Yeah, and we like it. We like the sugar, you know. But, you know, all sugar is not bad for you. Not all sugar is created equal. But, you know, there's a lot of myths out there, you know, that raw sugar is better for you or brown sugar or, you know. But it's the way your body processes it and the way you use it and the overconsumption of sugar that's bad for you.
Right. If you get your sugar from, you know, certain fruits, then you're going to be getting the good stuff, you know, the fiber and the vitamins that are also in those fruits. But just to add spoonfuls of refined sugar on top of your food, not so good.
Not so good. And the problem with that is all of our processed food, to make it taste better, has what in it?
Well, sugar.
Sugar. I mean, and I'll just use ketchup for an example.
Yeah, okay? Sugar is sneaky.
Sugar, you know, and you like ketchup on French fries if you ever eat a French fry.
Mm-hmm.
But you try to get natural ketchup with no sugar. I don't need it. I mean, it tastes terrible. I mean, I want my real ketchup that's got sugar in it, you know. And a lot of times we think of sugar as just like candy or donuts or cake or pie. But there is sugar in all these foods that are processed.
Or you're trying to be healthy, so you're eating salads. But what do you put on your salad?
Salad dressing.
You better check that label because it's probably got added sugar.
Sugar. Do you know a lemon has more sugar in it than strawberries?
I didn't know that.
I found that out. You know. And sugar, is it bad for you? In too much quantity, yes. Does it make children hyper? No, that's a myth. Does it cause diabetes? No, the sugar itself, but the overconsumption of carbohydrates causes your insulin to rise and stay high, and that is what causes
leads to diabetes.
But the sugar itself...
Not directly, the sugar doesn't.
Right, not directly, the sugar does not, but indirectly it does.
Okay,
let's take alcohol. Zach, for instance, you know, if you drink a lot of alcohol is nothing but pure sugar.
Yes.
And it will put the weight on you in a hurry.
Yeah, they call it the freshman 15.
The freshman 15, whatever. Yeah, that beer and whatever else y'all were drinking then, but on the rise, and weight gain causes your body to put on weight.
Well, Maria, you recently had a lady send you her before and after pictures.
Yes.
And, of course, you know, it was remarkable. But what was even more remarkable to me, she said, both pictures, and this is unusual, she said, in both pictures, I was eating the same and I was exercising the same amount. The only difference was alcohol. The before picture, I was drinking a lot. The after picture, I quit drinking.
That was amazing. Just what alcohol can do to you, because it's nothing but sugar. Your body is going to store it as fat, store the extra calories as fat, and it also takes, your body has to super burn that alcohol out of your system first before it can burn any other calories that you've eaten. The process between the liver, the kidneys, and the way your body works and processes sugar and tries to get rid of alcohol sugar is really, really different. I'm not a scientist, but I can't tell you, but go look it up. And Jim and I watched a Netflix series called Sugar Explained. I would encourage y'all, any of you that have Netflix, to go watch that. Very interesting little documentary. It's only 24 minutes. Won't take you very long.
Not actually a series, just a documentary.
It's just, yeah. No, The Explained is a series.
But to the sugar episode.
Right, the sugar episode. There's one episode on Sugar Explained.
Okay.
And it tells you that.
But,
you know, we only started processing sugar about 200 years ago, refining it. And, you know, sugar comes from two sources.
Sugar cane.
Right.
And the other is beets.
Beets, sugar beets. And most of it comes from sugar cane. So, and then, you know, so sugar's gotten a bad rap, so then they started making saccharin, you know, cyclamate, aspartame, sucralose.
All the sugar substitutes.
All the sugar substitutes.
Okay.
And then, you know, they got a bad rap about that because in mice, aspartame gave rats tumors, I think, in their kidneys or something. And so then, you know, they had to put labels on.
Put the warning, the warning labels on the product.
You know.
But they no longer have to do that because apparently, you know, not everything that applies to mice applies to humans.
Right. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. I don't know, though. Maybe that rat poison I put in your coffee sometime. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm still here. You might have to up the dosage.
But, you know, so then we all started. And even I like sucralose better than aspartame or cyclamate or any of these others because it tastes a little bit better to me. I don't have the aftertaste from Splenda. So I like Splenda better than Sweet and Low or Equal or some of these others. But this show, if you go on Netflix and watch it, you know, it shows you how sugar spikes and then comes down. And with these artificial sweeteners, it raises the level of sweetness, and then it tapers off, and that's why we have that aftertaste with, you know, with aspartame and saccharin and all that kind of stuff. You know, so it's the great sugar debate. Some of them say, you know, don't use the artificial sweeteners. Some of them say, you know, use sugar and not the artificial sweeteners. And some people say use the artificial sweeteners and not sugar.
I can tell you, of course, the artificial sweeteners haven't been around as long as sugar. So, and apparently, you know, science moves slowly because the studies, the university studies, the medical studies, they're all over the place. Just not consistent when it comes to the artificial sweeteners. And you hear so much information and some of it misinformation, you know, whether it's on the internet, social media, or wherever. You hear certain people say, drink. If you're going to drink a cola, you know, drink that that Coke Zero rather than the regular Coke.
Right.
And other people say, oh, no, you know, that stuff's worse than the regular sugar, the real sugar. And other people say, there's no difference. I mean, and so you go to, you know, try to research this and see, well, what do the experts say? Well, guess what? The experts are all over the place, too. There's no consensus that I can find.
No. The only consensus that we can find, Jim, was what?
Well, we did see a consensus that don't overdo it, even though it's, a Coke Zero, which is, you know, the one I drink. You know, don't think that, okay, because it's a zero calorie and zero sugar,
I can drink
10 or 12 of these, and it's just like drinking water.
Right.
That's really not the case.
No.
And I think that's one of the things I got out of it. If I want a cola, and partly because of the sugar, you know, because I knew that sugar, I've known for a long time that sugar is not really good for you. At some point I said, I'm going to try Coke Zero. So that's what I go with now. But I'm really going to leave water as my go-to drink. You know, I'm not, like we were just saying,
right.
I'm not going to say, okay, well, I'll just drink Coke Zeros from now on. No, I'm going to drink water. I'm going to drink water. And when I do occasionally want a cola, I'm going to go to the Coke Zero. Because even though there's not a unanimous verdict, I would say there's a leaning toward the Coke Zero is better than the full sugar Coke. You know, if you look at sugar, there's no nutritional value. I mean, now if you get your sugar from a fruit, for example, like I said, you're getting some vitamin C or vitamin A or some fiber, whatever. But just sugar, a spoonful of sugar, there is no vitamin A, there is no protein, there's no vitamin C, no vitamin D, nothing in there.
Except it does give you that boost of energy. But with sugar, when you have the refined sugar, then you have the crash afterwards, the sugar low. You get the sugar high, but then you get the sugar low. And, you know, the one consensus that everybody was saying was have sugar in moderation. have yes. sugar in moderation. Okay, I think Amy Sutter from Sutter Girl, I think this might be her on the line. All right, who do we have on the line?
Yeah, this is Don. How are you?
Hey, Bob. How I'm doing great.
Good. I called in about a month and a half ago. You know, I'm 62 years old, but I'm pretty active still. Yeah, I chop wood, you know, things like that. But I think your co-host there said something about your core. And that kind of lit a candle in my tiny little brain that all I'm doing chopping wood is working on my upper body, but not my core or my lower body. And I started doing sit-ups, and I started at 20, worked my way up to 25, now I'm up to 50 a day. Well, my back pain is almost gone away. So, you know, I appreciate him pointing that out.
Okay, and was that on tonight's show or a previous show? Previous show?
No, previous show. Yeah, it was about
okay.
a month ago.
Okay,
month
yeah.
and a half.
Yeah, when you said that, I didn't catch it. I didn't remember saying anything about core this evening, but yes, we have in the past. We have. You're right. So the chopping
did.
The wood is working for you.
Well, it is, but the sit-ups are helping me too because I was only maintaining my upper body, basically.
Okay.
You know, and... You know, and your last caller who gave his testimony, that was powerful right there. I was an Army medic in the military. Back then they called it shell shock or battle fatigue. You know, and I never had a problem with drugs. I just had a problem with my mind. And the more I increased the... my body, my mind, you know, kind of changed, you know. So I do think that exercise does help your brain.
Absolutely it does. Well, Zach, say something yeah. to Bob here. He's really bragging on your testimony.
I appreciate that, Bob. And we all have our battles or whatever you have in life.
We do.
And whether it's, you know, I guess you had literally had battles you were battling, but... Or food, or women, or this or that, you know. I'm proud of you for surviving and thriving. And thank you for saying what you said.
Well, I thank you, too, because a lot of people need to hear your story. And, you know, when I listen to you, I was just like, oh, my God, you know. This guy has been through it and came out the other end, which God says, you know, you're either going into a storm, or out of a storm.
Yes, sir.
Amen, yeah. Bob. Thank you. We appreciate you listening, man. You just make us feel so good, Bob, and thank you so much for calling in.
Well, I appreciate your time on the radio. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Bob has been a regular caller recently. Right. I remember him now calling right. in, talking to us earlier.
Well, we appreciate him listening.
I do. It means a lot to us when we have callers. And anybody who would like to call us any Thursday night, 241-1059, and, you know, just give us your opinion on the subject or just give us your opinion on what's going on with you. We're certainly here for you to call in. But, you know, Jim, we were talking about sugar, and sugar, you know, we just have to limit our quantities of sugar. You know, I say I'm addicted to sugar, but it's in our DNA. That's what I'm going to say anyway. It is in our DNA that we use it for fuel, but, you know, I use it for taste. You know, it's a feel-good thing for me. And I've been battling, you know, type 2 diabetes, been on the verge there. I mean, they started me on some medications, and you know, I realized that I have to stay away from sugar. And I got off of Coca-Cola's after a lifetime of loving regular Coca-Cola. And I've been off Coke's now almost a year. And I like Coke Zero like you do. But I have to watch that sugar because I like the good things, the cookies, the cakes. You even bought me a cheesecake for my birthday last week, and I absolutely adore that and could put my whole face in it and eat it, you know. I have a sweet tooth, so it's, you know, but I have an insulin resistance because of it. And the older I get, the harder it is. And, you know, so, you know, I do know that sugar is not the best for me. And I have a hard time with it, and I have to fight it. And but I got off Cokes. I never would have thought I would have got off a Coca-Cola, but I got off Cokes. And, you know, so I really have to watch my intake of extra sugar, of processed sugar.
Yeah, I mean, that's most people. The reason they're going to consume sugar is because it tastes good, and it makes other foods taste good. And so, you know, realistically, nobody's going to just 100% stop eating sugar. Don't ever, ever, ever eat any of it again. But 75% of Americans consume too much of it. And so, you know, we say use it in moderation. You need to really be honest with yourself about, you know, what is moderation. And I don't have, you know, right off the top of my head, the guidelines as far as the recommendations for, you know, what is considered an acceptable amount of sugar. But, you know, we live in the information age, so it wouldn't be hard to Google that. But, you know, just be honest with yourself about your sugar intake.
That's what I had to get honest with myself about, how many Coke, you know, one can of Coca-Cola is 250 calories of nothing but sugar. I mean, if you're drinking three or four of those a day, I mean, my goodness gracious. I mean, no wonder my, you know, insulin was up.
Yeah, if you've been eating 12 donuts a day and you cut back to 11 and say, well, that's moderation. No, you're fooling yourself. Come
that's
on,
right.
Man.
That's right.
Got to do better.
That's right. You know, at first, sugar was introduced as a spice, not even a sweetener back in the day. I mean, it was, sugar's been around for 10,000 years. But we only processed it about 200 years ago. So it's also a preservative. And on that program, the guy said, you know, the reason cake is moist and soft and we like it is because of the sugar. If you take the sugar out of cake, it's as flat as a pancake. It's hard. It's flat. You know, so, you know, that's why, you know, and we were born to crave sugar because it fuels us and gives us energy. And that's what caveman used it for, you know. It can also be used for medicinal purposes. And, of course, that little fictional band, the Archies, wrote a song, sugar, da-da-da-da-da-da, honey, honey, da-da-da-da-da-da, you are my candy girl.
We better stop now before everybody turns their radios off.
You know, they wrote a song, sugar, sugar. And then did not Adam Levine write a song about sugar?
Not sure about that one. I don't know.
Okay, well, I vaguely in my little brain sometimes, you know, glucose, which is sugar, fuels the brain. So I'm just eating sugar to fuel my brain, Jim.
Well, that sounds like a good excuse. It sounds like an excuse, but not a good one.
Well, anyway, so we just, you know, we need to use sugar in moderation. And just because it's raw sugar or brown sugar, it's not any better for you. The brown sugar has a few more little nutrients in it because
trace
it's not
trace amounts
of it. Artificial sweeteners, we don't need to just consume them either. I don't know that they're any better than sugar. The debate out there is nobody really knows. The experts, the researchers, the information is all over the place. If you find something and you want to call us and tell us about it next week or whatever, call us and tell us about it. But you know, we only found that really the only thing you can do is really just take sugar in moderation.
And that's, you know, that's true with so many of the things we've talked about on this show, you know, moderation.
Balance.
Yeah.
There you balance in your life. That's right, yeah. Zach. There you go. You had to find that balance, didn't you?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I used to drink about 6 Cokes a day when I was a little kid, and I was a chunky little kid. I think I lost about 15 pounds when I cut them out, so it added up.
It does. It does, because there are 250 calories in one of those red cans. I know, because I used to drink them too, Zach. They put it in my baby bottle. I've said that many times on this show. Yeah. I was raised on Coca-Cola in a baby bottle because my grandmother didn't know any better.
Yeah.
You know, they just thought that was Coca-Cola was the thing. And Of course, they're in Tifton, Georgia now. They're a big plant, and we're welcoming Coca-Cola back to Tifton, and thank God they're here. But everything in moderation. Well, I think we've had a really good show tonight, Jim.
That's right. And I wanted to mention real quickly that, Maria, I know that you did try to cover a running event recently, but the weather didn't cooperate.
It did not, and they canceled it, and that was on Tuesday at Freedom Park with Todd Smoot and his all-comers meet. Hopefully I'll get out there next Tuesday and get to film some of them and talk and interview with some of those people. So,
all right. Well, thank you, Zach Dunn, for being with us.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for these lovely hats. And we've got a little prize for you too, Zach. So
thank you for joining us
here today.
Do you mind if I shout out my website real quick?
Absolutely.
It's themadhatterco.net. And if you wouldn't mind, just check it out. We got something for just about everybody on there.
Themadhatterco.net.
Yep.
All right.
That's us.
All righty. If you want to listen in, we're Facebook Live. It'll be on my personal page, Maria Lane Wells. And thank you for joining us. So if you want to listen to the show again, or if you didn't get to hear it all tonight, you can go to ValdostaToday.com to our archives. And Michael uploaded, I'm sure, in a couple of days, and you can listen to it there. So this has been a great show.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you for inviting me.
And as always, everyone, keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.